Module 8, Overcoming Obstacles at Work. Emotional intelligence can also improve our abilities to overcome the different obstacles at work. It improves our relationships, assists in conflict management, and decreases the anxiety and stress related to our careers. Failure is one of the most common obstacles that we must overcome. How we handle our emotions that result from a failure is key to turning a negative into a positive. Recognizing failure. Failure, the state of lacking of success. Failure is everywhere. It's unavoidable. We have been trained to view failure in a negative light. We need to begin to realize that failure is growth. We must change our thinking and outlook on our failures. Failure is necessary. Failure is a risk taken. Without our failures, we would not evolve, and this is true in the workplace also. Recognizing our failures rather than ignoring or hiding them will relieve stress and anxiety and improve our relationships with other employees. It will show our level of honesty, avoids the appearance of the need for perfection, and much more approachable by others. By recognizing failure, we also prepare to better deal with the failure and identify the possibilities. Admitting failure. Individuals that constantly strive for perfection are often harder to communicate with and cause others to feel uncomfortable. It is a well-known fact that perfection is not possible. Admitting failure shows a more human side and a generally more approachable person. Admitting failure is hard for everyone, but recognizing and admitting failure can actually have positive results. Ask yourself when failure occurs. Do you, A, accept the failure looking forward at the long term, the plan going forward, and the possible growth? B, accuse the failure caused by assigning responsibility, blaming others, and trying to save reputation. Learning from failure. Failures open the door to improvements both in ourselves and at work. What we learn from our fails is more important than the act itself. How can we learn from our mistakes? We can first and most importantly turn the negative failure into a more positive plan for the future. Here are some examples. You make a careless mistake. You need to seek out more support or training. You do not receive the promotion. You may need to seek out a different career path. You raised your voice to a coworker. You may need to reduce your workload and slow down. Implementing changes. By changing from a failure mindset to a more failure-inclusive mindset, growth can occur. Make a conscious effort to have a growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset. Staying in the failure mindset will result in the same negative results. Growth mindsets are open to the changes that a failure brings. Admit when you are in need of assistance. Others are talented in various areas, and admitting your shortcomings can gain assistance from those who are experts. Do not hide your needs and continue to fail. Turn the negative emotions of failing into positive thoughts and plans for the future. Realizing that the failure does not define you, but how it may improve you in the future is key. Case study. Casey missed the deadline at work. He is devastated. He thought he was going to finish and look good to his boss, and instead he feels like a failure. He gets home and flips on the television. He finds a movie about a man who fails at work and still succeeds at work. The next day, Casey talks to Steve about the movie and how he wished he was the guy on the movie. Steve explains that he can make a failure into a good thing with just a little bit of work changing his thoughts. All he has to do is admit and learn from the failure and that it is a time for growth. Once Casey makes the decision to grow from the event, he can then make changes in how he approaches the next project, so that missing the deadline will never happen again.